And now the KWGS local news at 8:31. No member of Oklahoma's House delegation was among the 10 Republicans who joined Democrats yesterday in voting to impeach President Donald Trump for a second time. The article of impeachment notes that Trump incited the siege on the Capitol last week that is known to have resulted in at least 5 deaths. None of Oklahoma's 5 House members, all Republicans, debated against impeachment on the floor before voting. Republican Mark Wayne Mullen posted a video to Twitter after the vote in which he called the attack on the Capitol a dark day in American history, but said removing Trump from office won't help the country move forward.
Right now, people are looking to point fingers at someone to blame. You know, it's Republicans is to blame, it's President Trump to blame, it's the Democrats is to blame, it's Speaker Pelosi, it's Maxine Waters, it's whoever we want to look to blame for what happened. But really, we're all responsible for our own actions.
In the months leading up to the attack, Mullen embraced and parroted Trump's lies that the election was stolen. The Oklahoma delegation offered a variety of arguments for not supporting impeachment, including pursuing it now would not allow Trump due process, and that it would hinder the transition to President-elect Joe Biden's administration. All 5 of them voted last week to object to the rightful results of the election. The city of Tulsa's mask mandate will now run through April. City councilors voted unanimously Wednesday night to extend its expiration date from the end of this month to midnight on April 30th. Councilor Jeannie Q, a nurse, spoke about the extension at a committee meeting earlier in the day.
This is so important to our city. We are not out of our pandemic. Just because people are getting vaccinations does not mean this is over.
Tulsa County recently had a run of 6 consecutive new COVID hospitalization highs. Councilor Phil Lakin says if the mask mandate weren't extended, something else would have to happen.
In the spring of last year, what one of our measures was, and I don't think anybody enjoyed having to shut down businesses.
The mask ordinance extension also applies to amendments the council passed in November, which include giving the Tulsa Health Department authority to enforce it when businesses don't require customers to wear masks, and requiring approved safety plans for gatherings of 150 people or more. I'm Chris Polanski, and you're listening to KWGS News.